Good morning, everyone. My name is Yongjun Yue, and I'm from the University of Georgia. My major professor is Dr. Reuter. And today, I want to talk about the Cobalt-60 irradiation influences germination of three Pavonia species. First of all, I think most of the people in this room are not quite familiar with this Pavonia genus. Yeah, this genus is in Malvaceae family, and it contains more than 200 species. And most of the species are from the New World, like South America, Central America, Mexico, and the West Indies. And there are a few species are from Africa, and very few, like less than 10 species, are from Asia and Australia. So, and I think most people are familiar with the Cobalt-60. I mean, people use it a lot for irradiation study to get new cultivars to reduce the fertility and And today I want to introduce three Pavonia species. The first one is Pavonia hastata, and this species is originate from South America, Brazil, Argentina, Paraguay, Uruguay, that area. And it is actually naturalized in Georgia and Florida. And it prefers full sun to partial shade, and the height and width are about 1.5 meter. And flower size about 40 to 50 millimeter, and you can see it has a white flower with a dark red center, quite like hibiscus, because they are in the same family. And the blooming period, this is a good part of Pavonia. I mean, all the three species bloom all the summer long. And the second one is Pavonia lazipetala. The good thing for this one is it is actually native to Texas and northern Mexico. And they also prefer the full sun to partial shade. They can tolerate the heat in Texas and the rocky. And the height is a little shorter, around 1.2 meters, and the width is also 1.5 meter. And the flower is slightly smaller than hastata, is about 30 to 40 millimeter. And you can see it has really good pink flower. And the third one is Pavonia missionum. This one is also originate from South America. And pretty much the same habit for all these. And the height, width, similar, flower size, similar. But this one has actually the orange-red flower. And I want to tell you some background of these three species. I mean, these are really good ornamental plants, but why we didn't introduce these in the market? One thing is they produce a bunch of seed after they flower. I mean, imagine this, usually one flower for this genus, they produce five seeds. And in the family of Malvaceae, they usually, the flower only lasts one day. So in one day, they can literally produce more than 100 seeds easily. So one of the goals for the irradiation study is to reduce the fertility and to make them compact for landscape use. So we all know that Cobalt-60 gamma rays can do that, has the potential to do that. So there is a former study that indicates the radiation of Pavonia hastata seed germinate actually promote the germination at lower than 200 GY. So a lot of species, ornamental plants, we do the radiation study, and we know we don't go over like 150 or 200 GY. So this one, I mean, under 200 GY, it promotes the germination. So there is no effect at all for. And the putative radiation dosage for Casada was about 250. And before this study, I mean, I kind of doing another one for political manipulation. And when I saw the seed in early 2018, I really had the trouble for get the seedlings and to use our resin to double the chromosome. So I figured out that these seeds have the physical dormancy. And the acid scarification was used for a lot of species to break the dormancy. So we tried that. And we also used the scanning electron microscopy to test if it actually worked. So here I want to show you some pictures. This is from the SEM. And on the left is the exterior of the what they call is mericarp. They don't have a thick seed coat. They have the very thick mericarp. So on the right side is the interior mericarp. And these are without acid scarification. You can see the smooth inside and outside. And these two pictures are the with the acid scarification. And you can see the acid scarification actually did some work both on the exterior and the interior. You can see the interior, there are some black dots, and it's acid, the sulfuric acid that eats through and help the water to imbibe with the seed to help germinate. And this is a preliminary study Dr. Ritter did for one species, Pavonia hassada. And we actually, you can see start from 0 GY, the germination percentage is from around 30 to 40%. And similar to the previous study, but we saw that from it reached a peak around the 400 to 500 GY, around 50 to 60%. And then it goes down. And I did a germination study in 2018, actually. This is with acid scarification. And this time I did three species. And two of the species respond similar, the Hastada and the Michinum. With the increase of the radiation dosage, both of these two species, the germination percentage goes down. But there is one that very weird is Pavonia lazeopetala. The first it goes down and then it goes up at 800 and 1,000 GY. So it's interesting. And in 2019, I think I need to repeat the study. And in 2018, I made some of the data. So it makes me to want to repeat the study. So we have three species and six treatments from 0 to 1,000 GY. And we have four replicates and 50 seeds per replicate. And we have a total of 3,600 seeds. So seeds were scarified with sulfuric acid for 15 minutes before the study. And I use a completely randomized design. The germination data were collected for 30 days. So this time, figure out to use the germination value, also use the germination percentage for this study. So it's at first the peak the germination value equation equals to peak value times the mean daily germination. The peak value is the maximum value of germination percentage divided by the days. Actually, you calculate the germination percentage for each day, and you divide it by the date, and you get the maximum data. That's the peak value. And then you have the mean daily germination. It's the average number of seed germinating per day during the test period. And the statistical analysis use R and linear regression and Wöhler test. Here is the germination percentage among the three Pavonia species. is the orange red one is Hassada, the green one is Lysipedla, and the blue one is Michener. And you can see there is actually a significant the species itself. So they perform differently among the species, and also the germination value also significant for these three species. And then I have the interaction between the species and the treatment. You can see like for two of the lines, the Michener and the Lysipedla actually increase with the dose increase. However, the Hassada actually decrease, the germination percentage decrease with the dose increase. Here you can see the difference between the germination value and the germination percentage. Yeah. So that's why I want to introduce that germination value into this study, because the germination percentage, you only calculate your test period, and you get a final number for the germination. However, the germination value, you calculate the peak value, which is, you know, the early response. You count that in there, and you get a different graph for that. And there might be the significant. So this line, both of the Hassada and the Michener decrease because the Michener actually have very early response. They actually, most of them finish germinate in like day 10 or day 15. So they really have very high germination value for the lower dose. And here are some results for the radiation study. And actually, we've seen a lot for the mutation, the chlorophyll mutation. On the left there is Pavonia Michener, and you can see the yellow-green color. That's the chlorinide mutation based on Gray Tufson's definition. And on the right side is the Zanza mutation. This is Pavonia Hassada. So it's pretty much the same. The response for germination value and the percentage are different among species. So the future work, this is the layout for the Pavonia field in UGA horticulture research farm. And on to see how they perform in the field and collect the seed for M2 generation. You know, a lot of mutation actually happened on M2. So, yeah. Here is an acknowledgement. I want to thank my committee members and lab mates. That's it. Thank you. The M1s, I didn't, okay, the morphological difference in M1, so I didn't see much difference. I mean, some, like a higher radiation, the M1 tends to be more compact, and some of them have smaller flowers. That's a trade-off.
Is there flower?
Excuse me?
Did they all flower?
Not all of them flowered. Like for Hassada, we actually increased the dose to 2,000 GY, and a lot of them don't have flower and don't set any seed. So. Thank you.